Up this line to record. Yes, we're on line Thursday night for the Hey Tishrei off Shin Ayin Test.
Scary.
You have to help me out here.
We're in the last paragraph. Yes, we had already started the very last Dinei HaMitzvah paragraph.
Yeah, we started Dinei HaMitzvah already.
Dinei HaMitzvah.
Yes, we talked about what it means to be Matar HaShvuah.
Yes.
Okay, Dinei HaMitzvah.
You're
going Kinuyei Shvuah?
Yeah.
She'omru Zichonim Levracha She'en Kishvuah. That's the first in the Dorim. Kalkei in the Dorim. The Dorim of Shvuah's Kishvuah. Where's Kinuyei Shonos Habei? A dialect. They didn't pronounce the word exactly the way it is in Lashon Kodesh. It was more like a dialect. Now this is Rabbi Yechon's Shita, that Kinuyim is Lashon Umos Hain. There is a Shita in Reish Lakish that it's Lashon that Bodu Lehem Chachamim, that Chachamim made up because they wanted you to use those words instead of Shavua. And instead of the word kainem or like carbon or nether, we don't have to go into it. He's saying like Rabbi Yechonah. The article speaks out that in Mitzvah 406, which is probably Bal Yachel, that they're not real words in a foreign dictionary, because then the Mishnah would just say Nedarim Ve'Amorim B'Chaloshim. But you have to start giving examples and talk about funny Lashonos and it's Lashon Umo saying, just saying the Dorim Ha'amorim B'chol Lashon, like it does in Masechet Seita, right? There's a whole parak of things that are Ha'amorim B'chol Lashon. So the article explains, this is really Rishonim in the Dorim, that they're really mispronunciations. They're really, you know, like foreigners, they mess up the words. They find it hard to say maybe a reish or a ch, whatever it is. So the word is like corrupted. So it's not really a language. If you would buy a Spanish dictionary, you wouldn't find these words in the Spanish dictionary. It's a corruption of the language. It's like they can't pronounce the word properly. Not slang, but they can't, for whatever reason, they can't pronounce the word. I'm giving examples, like the guy can't pronounce a ch, or they can't pronounce, maybe Americans can't pronounce a resh the way you're supposed to, or an ayin. Anyway, it's a corruption of the language.
It was introduced as a corruption, but then it turned into slang, right?
I don't know what the word slang means. Where do you get the word slang from?
It sounds like the words had a usage.
No, that's what they're explaining. They're not really a foreign language. They're not in the dictionary as a foreign language. They're a corruption of Hebrew. And that's why it's a chiddush to say it's good.
That's not a dialogue, is it?
It's a... sorry. Hello? I don't have a minute until after 9:30. What? Yeah.
If the din is any corruption, if it's these specific...
It sounds like any corruption. As long as it's, I guess, understandable as a corruption of the word, a shvusa shkuka, you gotta, you know, if it's, I guess a corruption with mamela, you would be able to figure out the word.
Mispronunciation.
Not exactly. I don't know. It seems like it's not exactly a mis. Yeah, it's a mispronunciation, but it became a word. It became a dialect.
So then it's fine.
I don't know what the slang doesn't mean.
Slang is a word, it's not in the dictionary, but people use it.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't define everything that fits that definition is not slang. Slang is a regular word, except it's not a normal word. It's not a normal word, right? It's just it's common usage. This is a corruption. This is something specific. It's a corruption of Lashon Kodesh. It's a corruption of the Hebrew language. Because they couldn't wrap their tongues or lips around certain words, like a ch, mamish like a ch. So if they say, you know, let's say Chayim would be a lashon of a shvua, and so I would say Kayim or Hayim. That would be the type of thing that they do say. That's what's said. So I don't call that slang. If you want to call it slang, because it fits the sentence, it's not in the dictionary, but it's a word that's used. Okay, then I'll agree with you that it's slang. Fine.
It's good because we understand. It's good because we understand the Kavanah.
What?
It's good because we understand the Kavanah.
I'm not saying that's why it's good, but some you asked, how far does this go? You're going to be matter every corruption of the language. So I said, I guess not. If you go too far afield, I'm assuming it's not good. So I'm assuming, I'm making this up. I don't remember seeing it in a Rishon that it has to be at least recognizable. I'm assuming that's the job. Or maybe it has to be something that, as he said, became common usage. So if it became common usage, then even if it's far away, maybe it's good. But it became commonly used. But you can go look up, you can look up not slang, but urban dictionary. Like they have all the words that are used in the streets. They're not words.
Slang.
Yeah. But it's not going to have these kinuya minutes.
Not yet. Maybe tomorrow.
He's going to pay money to the guy that makes the dictionary. The dues of the dictionary used to be much more selective and much more. Now everything goes. The world is healthcare. No, there's no standards to anything anymore. So who knows what the dictionary has in it already. I remember, like, when I grew up, the word ain't in the dictionary. But I think by now the word ain't is in the dictionary. So that goes to show you.
Yes, slang comes into the language. Slang comes
So in the olden days, it used to be its own dictionary. Dictionary of slang.
That's the urban dictionary, yeah.
Yeah.
The old dictionary, old slang dictionary, you said?
I don't know. Vital. You want to call it slang, call it slang. But I want to make sure it's clear what it is. It's a corruption of Hebrew. The question is, why give these examples? Why don't you just say a neder in any language is valid? And the answer is because it's not really another language. It's not in the dictionary of any other language. It's a corruption of Hebrew. Why is it good? Probably because it's commonly used, which is the way slang also becomes part of a language if it becomes commonly used. In the olden days, if you used slang, you were looked at as uncouth and boorish, and now you get elected president of the United States. Okay. Don't get me wrong, he's doing a fantastic job. We should only have more boorish people like him and not fine, outstanding people like Ted Kennedy, who kills people and gets away with it. Okay. So, B'chein din Ola v'Orur, he's now listing more Dine. B'chein din Ola v'Orur, man, Kishua, you place someone under oath. Literally, the word Ola v'Orur means a curse, but they were used as ways of you place someone. Ola, it's even in the parish of Sota, in the Chumash. It says, you must be Bishvua Sa'ola. And that's a way of placing someone under oath. Another way of placing someone, you say under oath is a shvua. Under oath is if you say orur, if it's not like what you're saying, or Allah, the word Allah, Aleph Lamed Hey. These are all ways of placing someone under oath. The Omer Lav Baskaras Hashem Yisparach. I think if you repeat Lav twice, no, no, or yes, yes, together with Hashem's name, that's a shvua. That's a way of making a shvua. B'chein yomin u'smol, because it's understood as a reference to Hashem, the pasuk being Hashem's yamin and small, nishba Hashem b'yamino, zroa uzo. So if it's used in context with Hashem's name, then it's understood yamin shvua, even if he didn't say the word shvua. So these are all dinim of shvua that are discussed really in Maseches Nedarim more than Maseches Shvuos. Okay, but it's in Maseches Shvuos. What? I'm sorry? No, the word Allah is a Hebrew word. It's in the Pasuk, it's in the Gemara Mishnah. It's in the Pasuk by Sota, the Shvuas of Allah. Or even in Kisavo, because had the Tochacha, it said, Ubo Alecha kol ha'olosa eilech. Allah literally means a curse, but the particular form of the word curse, Allah, as opposed to Kwala, implied always being placed under oath also, with the implication being, and if what you're saying is not true, you should be cursed. Like, that's like a very severe form. Like, you can place someone under oath, that's for sure, but if you place them under an Allah, like, that's exactly what happened with the Sota. Not only was she placed under oath that she wasn't Mazaneh, but she was placed under Shvuas Allah. And that's what led to the Onesh, that she was Mazaneh, her stomach exploded, because that was the Allah part kicking in, so to speak. The din Pivoli Boshovin is another din that you don't say Dvarim Shebelev, you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. You say a word and you say, oh, I made a mistake, I said the word house instead of the word bread, so we believe you. It's not, we say it's not Pivoli Boshovin. You need Pad Belev together on this. Marshall, and you don't just say it's Tully in the Path, you make a shua. But it's Pad Belev. Marshall Mazda, we didn't say the Pivoli Boshovin, Shinoidin, Laharogin, Lacharomin. The cases where you could lie and even swear falsely to certain types of tax collectors that were really robbers. Gemayn Shayomru, he could say, Shayomar Yeyosu Kol Perish of Olam Alai, Emiya came and came, but Vehi Belibo Shalo Yeyosu Kiyam Hayom. So that's called, it's not Pivelibo Shoven. And that's a chiddush, because not Pivelibo Shoven just means usually you don't really mean it. Here you're like adding a word and you're late. So that's a chiddush, but because of the circumstances of the robbers, so it's clear that that's what he wants to do. So anyway, that's a type of not pivoli boshavin, to add the word hayom. Double bishim in astam mashmaliolam. Gonze davka shein divrei piv soisim legamri machshavas libo. Putar lonu shenidor laharogam ulacharomen. Like adding the word hayom, but if it doesn't work, if you make a shua, if you make an eder that these perishes be usher or why, and then in your heart you think, no, they shouldn't. That doesn't work. It's only if you add a word, not if you're completely contradicting what you said.
You think I'm just saying this, but I don't know.
V'yesa rubei proteo v'shvuos v'nedarim. V'sech v'shvuos v'sech v'nedarim. All of these things are very detailed, and we've shown him on it. And, yeah. Now we're back to our particular lot of not to swear a shvuah shov. Noegas b'chamokam b'chazman, as far as moving the cables, it's a lav. Noegar alev, v'nishbal omot shel shayish, shahu shel zov, o shel zov, shahu shel zov, which is also lashov. O levat el mitzvah, which is also a form of lashov. O lasu dobo shen koch, odom yochel asoso, I'm not going to sleep for a week or whatever, yeah. V'mezid loke. This is an exception to the rule of Lav Shein Loi Maisa Ein Loi Ken Olav. But we say B'mezit Loke V'alo B'shein Shem Maisa. But we learn out from a pasuk that you get Malkus, and the Chinuch explains the Rov Chomer HaInyan, because it's heavy duty. Shvua is heavy duty stuff. You don't mess around with a Shvua. Tivoto HaTorah Malkus. You know, if you made a Shvua Shav, you get Malkus, even though it's Lav Shein Boi Maisa, because Diva is not called the Maisa. The B'shov Geik Posu Mizu B'Korban.
This type.
What?
Nihasra.
Yeah. The B'shov Geik Posu Mizu B'Korban. B'Korban. there are certain types of shvuas where b'shogeg you bring a korban, but not shvua shav. That's what he's speaking out. Shvua shav, there's no korban if you did it b'shogeg. I will be shvua sheker. Shvua nikar shvuas bitui. Means if you swear you're going to do something and you don't do it, or you say you're not going to do something and you do do it, that type of bitui of la'osit. There's a shvua sheker of la'avar also, where if you made a shvua about something that's false, but it's not known to everybody. If it's known to everybody, if it's common knowledge, then it's called a shvua shav. But if it's not known to everybody, then it's shvua sheker, not shvua shav. He's not talking about that. That's all swearing about an event, a fact, something in the past, something that exists. But if you swear you're going to do something or not going to do something, and that's violated, so that's called a shvuas bitui, and there you bring a korban. Chilatar korban l'shoigeg, k'mo shenichtav es Hashem, in mitzvah 123 and 227. Okay.
This is the one of the Ten Commandments.
What?
One that our mitzvah, the one we just talked about, that's in the Ten Commandments. The Sefer Devarim.
Shvu'ah.
Yeah.
Okay, no. But all these other things are not in. That's not in.
Correct. Okay. It's in the Decalogue. Let's start learning the Minchas Kenuch a little, see how far we get. Mitzvah Lamed. Decalogue. The Ten Commandments are called the Decalogue.
What are we going to say? The Urban Decalogue.
The Urban Decalogue is chill. I don't know anything else other than chill. Okay, Mitzvah Lamed. Shaloni Shavala Vatala. Mavua Baramba Parakalev Mishvuas Aloka Dalad Zion. Come on, Aloka Dalad to Zion. Perakeshon. I guess it means the three. The Chinuch speaks out that you can have batola in one of four ways. Some to swear something is true if it's known it's not true, but to swear something is true if it's known that it's true. Or nishbala batol mitzvah. And the fourth is to swear that you're going to do something that's not in your power to do. Like not going to sleep for 3-4 days, or not going to eat for 7 days. Those are the four. Those are the four types of shvua shav. It says the Minchas Chinuch, v'hinei, what?
There's only three in the Gemara.
We're learning the Minchas Chinuch
now.
V'hinei shleish et stodim v'vuarim v'shaz divan. Which is obviously that way. That type. That's in the Shavuot of Chavtesim and Aleph has that type. That's something that's obviously not true, he swears is true. Valzeh Omar Ula Begumara, Ula says, who the Nikar Lashleshim and Ayodah. If it's known to three people, that's already called it's known. But below there, without that, Pirush Rashi the Chayim Mishum Shvua Sheker v'lo Mishum Shvua Shav. It's still false, so Shvua Sheker. It's not Shvua Shav. The Rambam say Perikei Alach Chaveis Kosham Dinzeh Tadavka Sheyadua L'Shleishim B'nei Adam Al Dina Yerushalmi. If you swear that something that's obviously true is true, so what called obviously true? That three people know it's true. The Rambam says it, Lagabe that din, that type of shav. Al dina Yerushalmi, if this ba'alevet sheyevan or yonish who ish, the Seder Zem is Svara, k'moshenit b'lashanos eino, that if you're swearing, and it's true what you're saying, but it's shua shav because it's obvious, So what's called obvious, three people know about it. Ain't no element first one was Loisha ben Ayodo. Malav lochi lohav and Mishana so yodua. Kain benish vol akayim so yodua. Gam kim ha-vishov. If lo be yodua was Loisha ben Ayodo.
Three people saw the yodua? So they can know a known fact? Three people?
Apparently.
But three regular people.
And three nuclear physicists.
That's what you swear that it's, well, it takes longer to drive to Jerusalem from Beit Shemesh, or it's a longer distance flying to Beit Shemesh than from Beit Shemesh to Ashkelon. So it's, I don't even know if that's true or not, I don't know. But if three people know, then it's called, it's obvious, it's known. Either way, if you're saying the truth, it's known, if three people know, so it shows, because of Yerushalmi. And if you swear it's not true, it shows. The other way, it's also false.
And I guess if one person disagrees, it's not like that, it's not called.
We're talking about fact, not opinion.
Yes, no, three people, it means three people say.
Three people know that it's right. All the truth.
So some one other person says, oh, it's not, it's not called, it wouldn't be over.
A fourth?
Yeah.
I don't know why you say that. Yes, you would. The three people know it's true. No, it's false. Pick one, what you're talking about. You say it applies to two cases. On the Mishnah, that's something that's true. Something that's obviously true is true, which you have. And you swear that something is false, and it's obviously false, is also swear shown.
So I'm just saying, obviously true, being established that three people.
That's what the Chinuch says.
Yeah, but that's a little vague. Three out of what? Three out of 10, three out of 100 in the world. Three out of a billion people know it. I mean, what's three? So it's a strange thing.
Three people know that it's true.
Three people in the
nobody
world.
Nobody disagrees.
But that's three people in the
let's
room.
Say in the world, yeah.
So that can't be right.
Why?
There's only three people to know something.
Yeah.
That's not.
And the other people are saying we don't know.
Nobody knows except three people in the world, and that's called Yadua.
There's three people in the world that know that the moon is closer to the earth than the sun is. Is it? Okay. Let me put a Hagah in my Menchas Chinuch. How do you spell your last name?
Hebrew or English?
Slang. Anyway, that's what the Menchas Chinuch says. That's what the Rambam says.
I know, but it's very strange. What does that mean, three people?
You don't mean, what does it mean? You mean, wow, I can't believe that's true. Should I make a shvua that it's true?
Three people
know it's true,
but it just can't be three people in the world.
Okay. You want to articulate your question? It's not talking about everybody else contradicting them. It's talking about other people don't know. So three people knowing something's true means it's clearly true. And if you swear that it's true or that it's not true, it's a sure shot. And you have an issue with that. Three is too small a number. You would like it to be 150.
I don't know.
Sure shot means that I'm taking an oath about something that is obviously true. Like a chair is a chair.
That's one type of shot.
So
the other one, if you swear that the chair is a table.
And the one of three people knowing, we're saying now it's Yadua, so that's called Shav. Like,
that is what the Menchas Chinuch is saying. Shem HaRambam.
Yeah, so it is hard. I have to agree with my
esteemed colleague.
I thought I was agreeing with you.
Fellow physicist.
That's very hard to believe or understand that if only three people in the world know something, I'm going to get Kasashon, not me. Somebody would get whipped or whatever, or you'll have to be in a korban because only three people in the world knew this.
Once again, the other ones don't know.
So if no one knows, how can it be called a shvua shav?
They don't know.
Nobody knows. Three people know.
Okay. I don't know what to say. I don't have an explanation. I'm not bothered by it. You are bothered by it. Let's go back.
mean, it's like percentage, like three out of everybody.
Yeah.
You have three people here at the
Dome. Oh, three people here.
Here could be on the
this premise. This premise.
You can find three people that all know what this is. The dopest chair is a chair.
All three of them. All three of them.
Okay.
A person swears that Albany is the capital of New York. Not much more than three people in the whole New York State that knows that. A person swears that it's the capital of North Carolina. Okay. Listen, by Svarim, maybe someone wrote a sefer on Minchas Chinuch, but you have to deal with the Rambam, really, not with the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know why we're
Rambam.
Zeh Kozva Rambam and Mishma Shemesh Ketanim in Haoretz ain't a loke. This person swears that the sun is smaller than the earth. Yeah, because look, I'm standing here and it's such a big earth. And I'm looking up at the sun, a little teeny light bulb here. So the Rambam says, ain't a loke, you don't get malchus. Probably Shadover ain't okay. Not true. Menesha ain't so you do a lecholodim. It's not known to people.
Three people know.
All right. So you
really?
Stop
this, dear.
Vainu kamosha nishbal ishu isha. Really, Nishba El Al Ria Seinov, Shri Roe Osa Ktano. That is what the Rambam says. Vinei Eini Maven Dvarav. I don't quite understand what the Rambam is saying. The Nirim Dvarav, it seems, that Tam Deinishvu Ashov was Al Daita Hu Nishba Lefi Roe Seinov, because it is smaller. Because he's, it sounds like the Rambam saying that the reason it's not Shvu Ashov is because it's smaller. I mean, to him, it's smaller. He's looking at it, and it's smaller.
It's an honest mistake.
That's what it sounds. No, it's smaller. It is smaller to him, from his perspective. That's what it sounds like. The Rambam saying, "The loydomi legomo, amavur b'alocha chafal dazlin b'osar piv b'avishvur shav." I enjoy b'shas chotzes b'alocha mukan nuchaloma dechavonos oisol Hashem meshanir alonu. What the Chevish as we see it. The Lama Lon Tamzeh, why does he say that reason? Oh, it has to be regular guys. It's only known by the Nassau space scientists. So you see it, oh, now we have, now me, you'll calm down a little bit. That the three guys have to be regular schleppers like you, not nuclear physicists. That's why it's not shown, because it's not something generally people know. Normal people don't know. Only astronomers. When you could say that a person means to make a shvua how it appears to be, then maybe it's not even a shvua sheker, not just not a shvua shov. Okay, we'll stop here. You have the place, because by us it's base. Well,
can't be three
experts.
The question is, why does the Rambam need this reason? The fire is not something people know. And the male wouldn't even be Shvua Sheker. It wouldn't even be Shvua Sheker. According to the Rambam's reason, it wouldn't even be Shvua Sheker. If we could say that he's swearing
because of what he saw, it was a mistake.
As he sees it, from his perspective, from the dimension of it, from his dimension.
From his perspective.
Yeah.
not being a physicist.
Well, we're much more knowledgeable people. You have to remember, nowadays people are much more knowledgeable. But this we did gain. It means three regular schleppers like him. You can't go to professors.
Three regular guys.
When's the last time you called?
What about him?
He was dead. You could have a very educated decision to make around Mars. I'm the educated king of the world, but Mars is very good.
Okay.